Our next public hearing is change of zone number, I'm sorry, conditional use number 1930, Penn Central LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing three units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 8,030 square feet, more or less, lying southeast corner of Pennsylvania Avenue, also known as Route 51, and Bennett Road, and being Lot 3, Block 1 of Sussex Shores, and is referred to as tax map number 134, map 1315, parcel 159. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down a small packet of information that we put together from the file. The packet contains a copy of the site plan, a copy of the existing improvements on the property, there's a note in support of the application for the conditional use with an attached copy of a survey showing the average setbacks from Pennsylvania Avenue. And those are basically within a block or two of the site. We did receive comments from two agencies, the first one being from DelDOT. It is a support facility report dated March 16th of 2012. The report references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service B of Pennsylvania Avenue will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum on May 8th of 2012. The memorandum references that the system design assumption for this parcel is 1.55 EDUs, equivalent dwelling units total, based on the current use of the parcel, which is was a medical office. That the site is located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity may not be available for this project for three units, that Ordinance 38 construction is not required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,697 per equivalent dwelling unit, that the parcel is served by 1 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Bennett Road, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the system design did not consider redevelopment of this parcel into multifamily dwellings at higher density, that the proposed project exceeds system design assumption for the area, that the proposed project is a density of 16.3 units per acre, that the project exceeds the system design assumption of 1.55 EDUs, which is the parcel's current EDU assessment for the existing use. That 1.55 EDUs is higher than the standard capacity assumption for B1 zoned land, which is 6.67 EDUs per acre or 1.23 EDUs for the parcel. That the engineering department recommends against approving a project that exceeds design assumptions and capacity allocations, that approval of projects at greater than system design assumptions has a negative impact on source system capacity and hastens the need to perform upgrades, that the existing structure on a parcel must be properly disconnected and a disconnection inspected by the county prior to removal, demolition, site work, or issuance of a building permit for new construction, that one-time system connection charges will apply, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I've received to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Carol Schultz, and I represent Penn Central LLC.
Okay.
I have some handouts.
Hey, if you would hand them to our attorney, and he'll make sure that we're able to receive them.
The handouts are the neighboring townhouses and pictures of the area.
Pictures, just photographs.
Unless you're photographs and then a site plan of the area.
The reason why our attorney has to look at them is that we have a policy that exhibits by the applicant have to be submitted in advance. And since these are being submitted at the time of the hearing, we have to make sure that it isn't anything that couldn't have been observed if somebody was out there or something, which this is fine.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Right.
I handed you these handouts just to show that immediately adjacent to my property, which is labeled Penn Central LLC, the first page was actually provided by the Sussex Shores Development. There are six townhouses on a lot almost exactly double the size of my lot. Immediately to the south of that are another six townhouses on another lot exactly double the size of that. Across the street from the one that says Seaview, there are, it's actually, I labeled it wrong, one to six, there's 12 townhouses on that lot. So what I was proposing was nothing more than what the neighboring properties had and nothing less.
Okay.
I wasn't asking, you know, to put an entire apartment building. When I first spoke to the engineering department, they didn't think it would be a problem. I was not in receipt of the letter of May 8th about the sewer issue. I haven't received a copy.
Okay.
And I'm more than welcome to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, ma'am. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And Mr. Ross, you want to start us off?
Yes. Do you plan on using the existing structure that's there, or are you going to modify that structure?
No, it's not really worth using right now. I would plan on living in one of the townhomes.
Okay. So what's going to happen to the structure that's there? Is it going to be torn down and just...
Yeah, it's a one-story structure. There's a picture of it. Didn't come out well. I have a color picture here. It's just a one-story doctor.
We've all been by that.
Yeah, so. It's a one-story doctor's office with a flat roof.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's worth saving.
I guess in your opinion, what you're going to end up with is going to look maybe a little more attractive than what's there?
I have some concept drawings that an architect just emailed me today. I could share those as well.
You'd asked, so.
They just emailed.
Oh, yeah.
They were just emailed to me this afternoon, so.
Mr. Lank, I'm trying to understand the engineering concern on the sewer. Can you dive
into
that?
Well, their comments are based on their system, and it's a similar comment to comments that we've had in the past on these type applications, whereby they make comments based on the book without getting into the technical merit of what's around it. On occasion, we get revised comments later on by the time it gets to council, where they actually looked at specifics so that area.
Generally, it's based on, they do a planning study for that area, and they look at the existing zoning or, you know, things that they could project anyway, figure out what the capacity would be needed for that particular property, and they do that for every property, and that's how they sort of size the whole system. So,
yeah, so it's allocated, but not necessarily in use.
Yeah, or it's allocated based on what's permitted. You know, I mean, so that property is not necessarily allocated. It's more the whole design of the system based on how things are going to go out there.
But apparently, engineering was able to accommodate the adjoining properties for the higher density.
Yeah, some of those might have been there at the time of the. When the sewer came through.
No, that's true.
They built it out for that.
The one reference across the road is the Beach Pebble, I think it's that Beach Pebble.
The resort furnishing.
Right behind it, yeah.
Right behind it, Beach Pebble Square.
Beach
or Mallard
Square.
Landing. No, it's Mallard Pebble. Landing.
Mallard Landing, okay.
Mallard Landing, then Sea View, and then
that,
Beach Pebble.
That was approved, I believe, as a conditional use in a B1 district probably 12, 15 or more years ago.
Before this system was right out there?
Yeah, it was close to about that time. It probably couldn't have been created without the sewer, so.
I did speak to someone from the engineering department, and he led me to believe there would not be capacity issues, so I am surprised that they said that there would be capacity issues.
And they'll, I mean, that's their comment based upon their design assumptions, which is sort of their initial statement, you know, but it just remains to be seen how it'll ultimately be treated if it is approved and, you know, there are any system upgrades, you know, that just cause, yeah,
that's
going
to
be, yeah, you'd
have to pay the
more, cost. There is more steps involved in the process. If the council was favorable towards approving this conditional use, the applicant would then have to go to the Board of Adjustment and get a variance in the density calculation, because you can't exceed the overall 12 units per acre. And since it's only 8,030 square foot, they exceed the, they possibly could have two at 3630 per unit, but they would exceed it to get three, so it would have to go to the board to get more than two units.
That is, I knew that that would be the next step, but also it would not be any more or less than the adjoining neighbors.
I notice you have parking underneath, which is kind of neat.
There also has to be a parking pad, because you're not allowed to reverse onto the street on a multifamily dwelling.
That's what I was going to get to make
and
sure.
And there would be a pad for the cars for each unit.
You've got space for that.
Yes, I do, in the setbacks.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
So on the rough drawing that I'm looking at now, you're talking about having parking underneath as well as these
pads.
Three pad sites?
Yes, that was just my rough drawing. Before I had an architect look at it. Yeah, that we'd be parking underneath, and the pads are required by the code. For multifamily dwelling, you're not allowed to back up into the street. So you have to be able to back your car out, turn it, and then go into the street facing forward.
So the pad site that I'm looking at that's on the northwest side of the property looks like it would be in the blocking the driveway to get to this back unit?
I have to grab my paper, sorry. Not if you went in from the, if you had two different driveways, you had one on Bennett and one on Pennsylvania. And right now, the way it's allocated, there's 15 parking spots. They go all the way across Pennsylvania and all the way down Bennett.
Right, the way it's currently being utilized as a doctor's.
That's correct. And that's the way
But we're talking about your.
And that's why I would like to have a driveway both on Pennsylvania and on Bennett Road.
And what happens if you're denied an entrance on Pennsylvania Avenue?
I guess back to the drawing board.
That would be up to DelDOT.
Because aren't you approaching the intersection there with Route 1?
Route 1, there's a triangle piece of property across the street
okay.
that Mr. Crowley owns.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Burton.
Just on the pad sites that are on this drawing are
those
not
are my
parking
crude,
spots.
They're my crude drawings.
Okay.
But they do, I figured out about what a parking space was, and that's how, it was my drawing, it was not an architect.
Because there's a number of parking spots you have to provide.
Right, they would be underneath the building.
So those
pad sites are for the reversal.
Okay, no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
The parking that exists for the doctor's office is actually probably backs out into Bennett.
It all backs out onto Bennett, and it all backs out onto Pennsylvania.
Oh, it does back out there also?
There's, I think, six or seven spots on Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I thought it did.
And about nine down the other side. And
they
I
have
don't
about
know
15
parks
total.
There, but it's full all the time.
This is a two- or three-story building above the garage.
Yeah, three. I think the height limit is 40 or 42 feet.
42 foot is allowed by our code. I think, doesn't Sussex Shores have a limit of 35?
Not because it's a commercial.
Okay, only on a residential.
Only park. On the residential.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
Nope, no questions. Thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see
Thank
if
you.
There's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1930 Penn Central LLC? Yes, sir. In favor. Okay.
Well, I would just like to ask some questions.
First,
I'm a neighbor.
First of all, you got to give us your name.
Robert Funk is my name, and I live in Mallard Landing, which
okay.
is lot number two right behind this.
Okay.
And I don't oppose, or I just have some questions
okay.
about it.
Fire away.
Would I inquire?
Go right ahead, and we'll try to get you an answer.
This isn't my area of expertise. So there are a series of pine trees along the north side of our lot that would back up to their lot. Is there any intention to remove those pine trees?
Are the trees on your property or their property?
It's a close question. I don't know exactly where that line is.
Then I don't know whether or not those trees will be taken down, but I can assure you of this. If they're on your property, they'll probably stay there. If they're not, that's between you and the...
They've been there for years, and I just...
No grandfathering for trees, though.
All right. And I don't know what the setback will be from our lot two, to their building. I don't know that distance.
What's that side yard set? Or is that be considered a side or a rear? 10 feet.
10 feet.
10 feet.
Okay. All right. Now I notice that there's parking underneath. I don't have a copy of the drawing that she gave to you, but is that?
Here you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I think you might want that, too.
Oh, all right.
That's the plan. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And just real quick, to go back to that setback question, really, that setback's the same whether it's the conditional use or whether it's a single-family home. I mean, that would be the same either way.
Okay. So there won't be any building closer than 10 feet to the property line?
No, couldn't be.
There could be a 5-foot encroachment into the setback at the first floor level only for a deck. I'm not saying
there
it doesn't
could
show
be
it
an encroachment one. Into all right all right
but it doesn't show it on the front elevation of the drawing.
All right. With respect to the parking, is that going to be at lot level? That's a question I have. Or below that level?
That site's in a flood zone. They won't be digging out for
okay,
yeah,
okay,
right, but lower than grade.
And will it be enclosed or open, the parking?
That's almost that's more of a
yeah. That's an
building permit
okay.
issue.
All right.
Yeah, for that, yeah.
We really couldn't tell you.
And
that.
Then, how tall will the building be? I didn't hear that. I think
it would be allowed not to exceed 42 foot.
Okay.
Above the base flood elevation requirement.
Okay.
Which is the same as what your lot would have been.
All right.
That's not affected whether it was three units or one unit. That's still the same height.
Okay, yeah, 42.
That would include anything in that building other than the chimney or the TV antenna, which we don't have too many of those anymore.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
I appreciate it.
All right, then. Thanks. Does anyone else like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1930? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.